Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Another story in the news today that gives you some idea of the huge quantity of narcotics some dealers are trying to handle in Montana today. Tracy Taylor says this story may also be surprising because of the age of the trafficker, which may not fit the stereotype.
A Butte woman caught transporting 27 pounds of methamphetamine into Montana has been sentenced to 11 years in federal prison. 61-year-old Carol Jane Souza admitted she was bringing meth from Washington to sell in Butte with the help of a partner. During a traffic stop in Rocker, investigators found 27 pounds of meth along with a drug ledger detailing sales and payments. Souza will also serve 5 years of supervised release after completing her prison sentence. Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
A Missoula float trip ends in a felony arrest after a driver allegedly stole property from his passengers. Authorities say 23-year-old Kyler Richards dropped a group off at Bandman Bridge on July 11th, but when they finished their float at the Mattis Street footbridge downstream in Missoula, Richards was gone and he had blocked their contact information. Victims reported stolen items, including a purse with cash and identification, a purple iPhone, and a pair of Nike shoes. Police later arrested Richards near Lolo. He faces charges of felony theft and criminal possession of dangerous drugs with bond set at $30,000. Montana investing $4 million to strengthen emergency medical services in rural areas. DPHHS Director Charlie Breton announced yesterday that the new first-year grants are now available through the state's Rural Health Transformation Program. The funding is designed to help local agencies upgrade ambulances and essential medical equipment, ensuring rural and frontier communities have access to fast, high-quality, life-saving care. Eligible agencies can verify their status and submit funding proposals through an online portal until August 15th. If you'd like more information on that or to apply, go to the state website at ruralhealthmt.gov. This is the Montana State News Network.